never easy, but all in all, it's behind us now, and we can start, you know, playing games, and this is when the fun starts now for football players.
What are your hopes for this season?
Just continue to be realistic and say, you know, I'm going to do the best I can do, and hopefully whatever part I got to play, I'll do, and just hopefully our team has a good year.
Now, your dad won 2 Super Bowls. Do you ever talk to him about what your goals are in terms of the long term?
No, but I think they're pretty obvious. I mean, everybody wants to, you know, play and be a starter, and would definitely like a Super Bowl. That's, I think, everybody's dream in this league. My dad's got 2, so I guess I'd like to at least hold up my share and start pulling one in every now and then.
Okay. What about your team now in college? How do you think your Texas Longhorn will do?
I think they're going to be pretty good. I think it's all going to come down to that matchup with Oklahoma there in early October. They're going to be real good too. But if we can get past that one, I think we got a good chance of winning it all.
Okay, well, best of luck come Saturday, and go ahead and beat the Seahawks.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Hey, Sims, does this competition still feel fluid to you as far as your ability to be able to get back in there and perhaps be the starter?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think about it that way. I really, I know I've told you guys all camp that I'm just going to continue to approach it the same way every day, whether I'm the starter or the backup. It really doesn't matter. Let my practice speak for itself, and hopefully I can go out there and play good this week and, you know, let that do the talking too.
Do you think you made a statement in that second half of the first game, and do you look to do so in this upcoming game against the Seahawks?
Well, I don't know if it was a statement, but I did some good things, and there was also some things I did bad too. So I know there's things I need to improve on, but we just like to, you know, be continually getting better and consistent.
Because in what ways do you think this team improved over the last 2 weeks in training camp?
There's a lot of... I mean, offensively, I just think everybody's very comfortable with the whole process of how we call plays, certain situations, red area. You know, that's where I think was maybe the biggest learning curve. I know we've talked about how coach is very big on situational football. So I think we're all really comfortable there, offense and defense. It's constantly been harped on, and I think we, you know, got it in our thick heads now.
Physically, do you feel okay just from everything that you've gone through? Have you felt any setbacks while you were out there during the camp? Do you feel like you're...
Yeah, I feel great. And trust me, I was nervous that, you know, maybe I would break down a little bit and, you know, get a sore arm. But honestly, it's probably as good as I've ever felt. And I think it's just because I'm finally 100% healthy and did all the correct things to kind of get my body back, you know, the way it was.
Spleen included.
Right. Well, no spleen anymore.
There you go.
The best part about the last day of training camp is?
Going home to my bed. That would be hands down the best part. It was the hotel we were staying in had some rather hard beds, so it was good to get in, you know, my own nice soft bed.
Why are you staying in a hotel? Is that the whole team or just
the whole
players?
Team?
Really?
Where have you been there, buddy?
Last day of camp. I figured that out.
Yeah,
is that usual in training camp?
I think for most teams, that's pretty usual. Yeah, I guess they just want to limit the distractions. And I understand because I slept home one night during camp. We had a night to sleep home, and my little girl woke up about 3 o'clock, and I thought, like, this is why you sleep in the hotel, right here.
San Francisco was kind of the first time for you guys to get on the field and see what it is. What's the second preseason game for? What are the goals?
Second preseason games are just, you know, limit the mistakes that you made in that first game. Maybe add a few things as far as offensively, defensively, see if we can now go out there and execute those new things. Just continue to build, you know, week by week.
And what challenges does Seattle bring on the defensive side of the ball?
Seattle's pretty good defensively. They got a really good secondary, 3 really good linebackers, and up front they're kind of sneaky. They kind of go overlooked up front, but, you know, I know a lot about Corey Redding, who they got there. He's a defensive end. I played with him at Texas, and they got Patrick Kearney. Those are two, fierce competitors, and, you know, as a quarterback, you got to look out of the corner of your eye every now and then.
What was your first impression of McKinley?
Fast. Skinny, Gumby, all those. That's what I call him every now and then, Gumby, because he's so flexible and limber. I mean, he could throw a ball 3 feet behind him, and he can contort his body and catch it. He's got a chance to be real good. I mean, he's truly got, you know, remarkable speed.